begin. We're on now, page Resh Nun Gimel, the 30th and final tool. The 30th tool, Cheshman HaNefesh Al Adam Lasos Atzon Hu Misnaig B'chol HaPratim Kamo Ger B'olam Hazeh. Person should inspect if his activities, if he's conducting his affairs like a stranger on this planet. What does that mean? V'yasa la'atzmo Cheshman HaNefesh Yukach. Make the following Cheshman HaNefesh. Yitein la'atzmo Moshel. Use the following allegory. Your situation in this world, what is it comparable to? L'matzavo shel adam zor shebo b'medina zora, to a stranger who comes from a strange country. He doesn't know anybody of this new country that he comes to. And nobody recognized him. Ella. But the king had mercy on him because he was a stranger. And the king went out of his way to make him comfortable. The king taught him what he has to do in order to make arrangements to live in this country and to live normally. And every day he gave him food to eat. You know, he took care of him, gave him a stipend. Vitzivon, he commands him, Shalom Yamar Sviv, just don't go against my words. V'lo Yavar al Tzivo, don't go against my commands. V'if Toichlo, and the king promised him, Shim Yasa Zos, if you do that, if you just follow the laws of the land, Yitin lo Socher, I'll even pay you. V'iyem Allah, but he warned him, he scared him. Shim lo Yasa Zos, if you don't do what I say, you don't follow the laws of the land, Yitin lo Einish, I will punish you. Behetam lizman lamakum, in the right time and place. V'Yisrael so, and he told him also, Lios muchan tomid likras asiyosman, you have to always ready to go back to your home country. Lohodiolo esmoid anasiyah, and he said, and I'm not going to tell you when it's going to be. Now we're working on getting you back. We're from a lost, faraway country in the islands, and we're trying to find a way to get you back home. And when the time comes, you're going to be told to go immediately without any warning, and you will go. That's the story. V'yacher kach, and after he was told all that, yisbonein behisnagus hamutalas al gerza. So let's he reflected on the conduct that's required of this convert, of this, not convert, this stranger. What kind of behavior should he have? Well, let's look at the details. Number one, she should act very humbly and very low. V'yazav is gavo. He should leave any ability of arrogance. V'yisrachik mi'snasus v'govasav. He should be very far away of holding himself to be high and of a high heart, haughtiness. K'mosh Emerin says, the pasuk says, ha'echad bo logur v'yishpot shafot. Did this guy come to live with us and all of a sudden become a judge? That's what they said about Lot when he told him what to do. So number one, he'd be pretty humble. Number two, Shiamuchan Likrasas Yosef Hagiroso. He should be ready for the trip back. Kashla Yeshiv B'Menucha Merah. He shouldn't be too relaxed. Kamosh Numbers, the Pasuk says, V'aretz lo simochel it smisus. The land will not be sold forever. Kili ha'aretz. In other words, you sell land to somebody, it doesn't go forever. It comes back at Yovel. Kili ha'aretz, because the land is mine. Ki gerim v'tosher matem, because you are all strangers who are living in my land. So that's the second thing. He wouldn't get too comfortable in this place. Number three, he'd make himself, he'd look into what are the laws and conducts of living in this country. What things he has to do for the king to follow all the laws as the king wants. As King David said, I'm a stranger in the land. Hashem, don't hide your mitzvahs from me. Tell me what I should be doing. And also, how would he feel? He would love anybody who's also a stranger like him. And would help anyone who was a stranger because he knows what they're going through and will treat them the same way. As it says in the book of Dvarim, you should love the stranger. As the Pasuk says, like any other citizen of you, you should treat the convert and love him like yourself. Number five, she is Doris, he'd be very careful. He would quickly cling to the service of what the king wants done. Because no one's going to judge him favorably before the king if he doesn't serve the king properly. He's on his own, so he has to try his best to do the best job possible. His situation is much different than the situation was of the Shunammite woman. When Elisha asked the Shunammite, would you like me to say something to the king or the general on your behalf? Right? You know, I've got an in with the guys. That's what Elisha said to her. He answers, she says, Besochami anochi sheves. I'm amongst everybody. Klomer, ani imi imishpachti yadabru odosai imamelech imitzarech mashu mimenu. You know, me and my family, I could speak to the king myself if I need to. In other words, I don't need you to speak. He meant to Hashem. Well, I could speak to Hashem. But this guy, he's not like the Shunamis. Vilu matzova shol gerza ein ol kamo shem lamach. But the situation of this guy is like what David HaMelech said. Habet Yamin Ray, look to the right and see. Vainly Makir, it's nobody I recognize. Avod me most mimenu, all my refuge has been lost from me. Ain Doresh Anafshi, no one's seeking me out, no one's trying to help me. Alright? So he'd be very careful to do everything he's supposed to do because there's nobody there to speak up on his behalf. So he better make sure he does the right thing. Okay. Also, she's stopping b'mos and shemizdamo. He should be satisfied with the food that he has. Whatever he gets, he should be happy with because it was a gift. Ubadira and the home he lives in. Ubahalbashu motse and the clothes that he finds. V'yisnag b'cholin yonav b'stav because he should act with being satisfied with the little he has. That's histapkus. Like, you know, not looking for more. Just, okay, what I have is fine. V'yitrach la'zigmas doesn't look for excess or luxuries. She's bone on the sea. She's going to see it. She prepared for the trip. He should know what kind of provisions she should take because he never knows when he has to take the trip. Next, the little that is done for him should be big in his eyes because he would have died without it. He should increase the praise for the ones that have been good to him. She is bol biorech ruach kishabol of ra, and he should be very patient when anything bad happens to him. O shakar lanezek, or if a damage happens to him, mach v'shivran rucho v'shivlus nafsho, because of his broken spirit. Upnei shu midai chalosh litchos osamav, and he's too weak to push it away. In other words, he's got to be able to suck it up, you know, and he should be tolerant of all these things. Okay, you know what? Next thing. So these are all that look is listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 types of behavior he would have. He would be humble, he'd be prepared for the trip, that knows it's gonna happen, he'd want to know what the laws are, he'd help other strangers, he would do what he's supposed to do, he'd be satisfied with what he had, he'd prepare for the trip. He'd be grateful for any little bit he has, and when things aren't going so right, he won't complain. So that's what you would do under that story. That's all the analogy. Umikaven Shekane, since that's the case, Gamalecha on the bottom line, you too, Achi, Lakavlas Asra, should accept upon yourself Lisnaig Ba'ilam Azeb, Bechol Apratim, next page, Kamo Ger. You should live exactly the same way like a stranger. Mipnei Sha'ata Ba'ilam Azeb, Ger Bimlo Hamuvan. You are a stranger in every sense of the word. Vaharaya, and what's the proof? Shincha ger vegalmud balmazehi. What's the proof that you are a stranger, vegalmud, lonely, in this world? Shrei kasher basa miklal ayin leklal yesh. Because you've come from zero, from a nothing, to a something. Where were you before you were in this world? You weren't, and now you're something. V'kasher notzarta b'kerav imcha, when you were fashioned inside your mother, ilu hayu kol b'nei adam shebaolam mishtadlim lahaktim es yitzyosa kereg echad. If the whole world wanted to get you to be born a minute earlier, this is before medicine could do it, olachar esol kereg echad, or delay it, olachaber es echad mevrech aver, or to connect one limb to another, olahafrid es echad mevrech aver, or to separate one limb from another, or to change any of your organs that are revealed on his term or hidden, or to make move one of the limbs that are supposed to rest, or to make the limbs that are supposed to move, to make them rest, to make them not move, or if they wanted to precede the time for you to exit from your mother's womb from before was destined to be born, or to push it back. He seems to be repeating himself a little bit. Oh, I think means first to nobody could precede your conception. Nobody could precede your conception or delay your conception. Not only can precede or delay your birth, I feel caravan even by a second, or to make your entrance into the world any easier, or to make it harder. I feel tried to do it, he couldn't do this. This is all before medicine, though, meaning under natural circumstance, you couldn't do this. Now that you come into this world, nobody could give you anything to sustain yourself if it wasn't for Hashem's help. Nobody could add on or take away from your body. And even if there was no one else in the world except you, it wouldn't add even one granule to the parnasa you would need and would have until the end of your life. And if the number of people in this world is even so much more, and even if there be so many people, you would still not be missing from your parnasa that was decreed upon you even a mustard seed's worth. V'gam lo pachas lo yosur, not more, not less. V'gam lo yochal af nivra lo lahavi lecha to'elis lo ligram lecha nezik. Again, no creature could bring you any benefit or cause any damage that's not supposed to happen. V'af nivra eni yochal lo lahosi v'aymecha. No one can add on to your life. Lo ligram him and take it away. V'chenu gam is only 10th century, 11th century. That's the way it is with all your characteristics. Tivecha, your nature, plasecha, your actions, hatovim, varayim, good and bad. No one can change who you are in terms of your characteristics. So the real question is, you know, what is anybody in this world really doing for you? So what connection do you have between you and all the other creatures in the world? And to what aspect are you close to them? Are they close to you? You are just a stranger in this world. You don't have any benefit by the fact that there's other people in this world. There's going to be no damage to you if there's even just a few people in the world. Atarak kamo adam bodeid, you're just like a solitude person, vigal mood, and lonely, bolomazen in this world. She'ein lo shum shaychas af imam echad rak imanof, you have nothing to do with anybody but your master. Ve'ein lo mishi rachim alav rak barod, no one's going to have mercy on you but your master. Those are pretty strong statements, because I know we think otherwise. What do you mean? My parents are going to help me. My business associates are going to help me. You know, there's doctors who can heal me and all these things. Obviously, he's saying you got to realize that they themselves are nothing more than the strangers themselves, and what they're getting is coming from Hashem. You got to realize everybody is the same stranger. And everyone, whatever they have, is coming directly from Hashem. So therefore, you know, if you really understand and that's what you are, and that's what... That's what Yaakov said to Paro. He says, you know, I'm a stranger on this land. All the patriarchs lived like a ger. Hashem said to Yitzhak, gur boretz azos, live as a stranger. That's the way to live in this world. So if that's the case, see, otherwise, if you really think that other people are going to help you, then you're going to start serving other people. And then then there comes all kinds of conflicts, serving them or Hashem. But if you really realize that your situation is no different, although the Yetzer Hara job is to make it appear that it is different, to make it appear that you are the one that's able to do everything, but to realize everything you have is coming from Hashem. Kenochi, therefore, my brother, avod rakes Hashem levado, just serve Hashem. Kishem shu levado baroscho, just like He alone created you. Kishem shu levado manig umafarnesoscho, just like He leads you and sustains you. Your life and death is totally given over into His hands. You should take the written and oral law, should have it before your eyes. And you should anticipate the reward. You should be afraid from the punishment. And accept upon yourself to conduct your whole life in this world like all the details of the conduct of a stranger, how I have shown it to you. If you're going to act like that stranger, you will reach the pleasantries of the next world. As King Solomon, the wisest of men, said, Echol b'ni d'vash kitov. Eat honey, my son, for it's good. In other words, just like you like to eat honey because it's good, v'nofes masok achikecha, and the drippings of the honeycomb that's sweet on your palate. So just like you like honey and you like the honeycombs, just as good as that sweet and you like it, ke'en de'ei chachma l'nafshecha. So too you should want to learn chachma because it's just as sweet for your soul. Imatzasa, because if you're able to reach it, you're going to see how tasty it is. V'yesh achris, and there's a lasting outcome. Then the outcome will be good in the world to come. V'tikvas chalotachris, and your hope will not be cut off. Your eternal life will not be finished. So you have to look at knowledge and all this thing as the honey is the sweetest thing in the world. And that's to learn the ways of what Hashem wants us to do. So therefore, If we realize that we're strangers in this world, then we're going to help other people because you know how bad they feel. We prepare for the journey that's coming later. We want to do everything that the king is telling us to do. And that is a very important factor of being able to serve Hashem properly. Okay, you got another couple minutes? We can finish this chapter.
I
you got to stop?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow then.
Okay.